Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome everybody to Natch Butte. Welcome to Natch Butte, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh and we cry and we cream. Hello, I'm your host and your guy, Jackie J, a.k.a. the Beauty Talk Shock Shocker, Queen of Creams, host of the most serums and freshest fridge on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky Southern Jewish aunt. Yes, honey, welcome to Natch Butte. This song I chose today, some of you might think it was a cop-out because I didn't have to write a lot of lyrics. But you know what? That's the beauty of Blue by Eiffel 65. And I just want to say that I was singing this song this morning because it was stuck in my head because I was selecting it for Natch Butte today. And Ben said to me, aren't the lyrics, if I were green, I would die? And I said, Ben, no, that is a common misconception. The lyrics are right here from the internet. I'm blue, da-ba-dee, da-ba-die, da-ba-dee, da-ba-die, da-ba-dee, da-ba-die. So if you thought that the lyrics were actually, if I was green, I would die, I'm sorry to tell you, but you were misinformed, sweetie. That is an old wives' tale of the late 90s. I chose this song because it was from 1999, a year I find dear to my heart. So does my guest today. It is October. And I've decided I'm not necessarily doing TikToktober. I'm doing TikToktober light. Because my guest today is a TikToker and a dear pal of mine that is way overdue to be on Natch Butte. I remember before I even started Natch Butte, we were having conversations about the VMAs and nostalgia. And it's about time she's here, to be honest. She's a comedian, a TikToker, a dancer, and an all-around good time. Please welcome Miss Mia Buck.
Hi.
Mia, welcome to Natch Butte. Your name would make a great knuckle tattoo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or the name on the rings.
Oh,
that I can like that wear would be, to intimidate people.
That would be less permanent.
Yeah.
That might be like a fun thing to try first.
Before
you commit to the knuckle tats.
Full tat. Yeah.
But Mia with a little chihuahua head on one finger and then Buck. That would be sick.
It's a real name.
Yes.
Too. I mean, it's the name I took on.
Yes.
But it's real.
It is real. A stage name given at birth is what I call that.
Yes.
So
that I'm Blue song.
Yeah. Did it set you in the mood?
It's just one of those, like, it's supposed to be you take ecstasy and like dance.
Yeah.
But it's
and
so sad.
The air.
Isn't
yeah.
there a deep sadness to it? Like some of those late 90s songs, it's so fun and it like invigorates you. But then there's this well of sadness.
I've never really thought about it, but yes. In this particular case, yes. Do you remember Angel Fire?
No.
So the first early days of the internet, we all had GeoCities websites and Angel Fire websites and Zangas.
Oh, yeah.
Ring a bell. I want to say it was an Angel Fire site, and my song was Eiffel 65 Blue. But it was that MIDI version.
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. So when you came on my website, that's what was playing.
And it set the tone.
It set the tone for my sad life.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad. You got to be sad and also funny.
Yeah.
That's life.
That is exactly what life is about, Mia. And thank you for being on Natch Butte today.
Thank you. I this is crazy.
It's about
time.
We
go back.
No, we're going to get into that.
Yeah, okay.
But first I need to ask you the question I ask everybody in the warm-up of Natch Butte, which is what type of skin do you have?
All right. I have the dryness mm-hmm. of an elderly sailor.
Okay.
pretty much. Yeah. And then the inflammatory issues of a, like, a super horny 13-year-old.
Okay.
So with that...
Quite a picture you're painting for me, and I appreciate it. This is an audio medium.
I'm just trying to make people... They're like, well, I gotta Google this.
Yeah, yeah.
What does she look
like? Horny old sailor.
Yes.
Okay.
Because... I don't know. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I'm 37.
You look incredible.
Thank you.
You've never looked hotter.
Seriously, sounded like I was fishing for that.
But you've never looked hotter.
But this is how you throw people off the scent.
Yeah, yeah.
You have adult acne. And then...
Forever young.
Yes. And then they never know.
Yes. They're like, this teenager is next to me in line at Trader Joe's.
Keep them on their toes.
Exactly.
Because honestly, I don't look young. I look like maybe I could be in my early 20s, but I lived a hard life.
Yeah. Which most of us have, so it works. Especially in LA. We've all lived a life to survive this town.
I'm blue.
Yeah.
Bubba dee.
Very thorough, fun answer. My next warm-up question. Everybody gets this question. Mia, please take me back. What is the first beauty product that you remember either buying or using? What was it? Take us back. You're in California. You're growing up.
I'm growing up. I'm a desert rat.
Yep.
And okay, I kind of have a combo for this.
That's fine.
I
welcome combos.
What we all really used, which was the CoverGirl.
Mm-hmm. Aqua Smooth.
The drugstore stuff.
Yes.
So you have all of that. That's your set products. So I had this eyeshadow that I got that I used well into my late teen years, and I think it was literally called Bedazzled Biscotti.
Oh, wow. That color. I see it in my head.
Do you see it's like
I see it
milky
in my head.
Almond.
Yes. It's like the color of Chuchi Spots, like a coffee with a lot of cream in it.
Yes.
But then there's a sparkle.
But yes, like a slight shimmer. And I used that. I thought I needed it because I was like, you can't have a dark eyelid. So I needed it to flush out the lid.
Yes.
And at one point they discontinued it and I almost had a nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
And I was like.
And it was a single, right?
It was the single.
A single shadow because palettes weren't a thing back then.
They did have some palettes, but for some reason, I don't know why it never, they weren't
good. They didn't hit.
They didn't
hit. Yeah,
like those singles.
We loved a single back in our day.
So, yeah, it was the single, and I looked for it at one point, and I couldn't find it, and I was like, what am I going to do?
Right.
And
I need my Biscotti.
Bedazzled Biscotti.
And do you remember Biscotti Hottie? I remember that was the name of, I want to say, a Jane lipstick that probably would have looked really good with your eye.
Ooh. Hmm. Who made that?
Jane. Do you remember Jane?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I ever bought Jane, but it was all over the YMs.
Right.
The ads were all through the YM.
So, yeah. And it's like, just get another neutral color. Like, you can find it anywhere. But you get attached to products.
Yes, of course.
So there was that.
We're loyal bitches.
Yes.
Yes.
And then the high-end thing. So you remember when you went into the, now you're going to go into the real
world. Clinique.
The Clinique, the Lancôme.
Yes, honey. A little Estée Lauder.
I think I was mostly a Lancôme girl. So Juicy Tube.
Oh, yeah.
Which is back now.
All the kids are co-opting the Lancôme. Who saw that coming?
I didn't.
Yeah,
I mean, but that was the gold standard for gloss.
Yes.
Back in the day. And then you did it. You always had to time it with you get the
$35. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, free
gift. Why would you buy anything when the free gift wasn't an option? What a waste of your life.
Right.
Yeah.
But do you remember spending it was about like, I don't know, $27 for a lip gloss.
And you're you had to buy something else.
You had to buy something
else.
But didn't it feel like, you're like, I may as well buy a house.
Right.
Like, it's so
expensive.
This is
an investment. Yes, this is an investment that probably won't pay off.
Probably.
Yeah.
I still look like shit.
That $35 gift with purchase, and then you buy something that's $32. I remember being like, how many pencil charmers do you have? Can I have four of them? And then can I get my... Because I'm like, I'm not trying to buy a whole store of makeup right now for my free gift.
Right. And they priced it like that.
Oh,
they knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing.
And you're like, well,
and we fell for it, of course.
Because you got so much with that free gift.
Yes.
You got so much.
It was the joy of my life.
And the bag.
Unzipping the bag, pulling out each little sample, each little mini. Truly, I feel my heart yearn for the happiness that brought me.
Do they still do that?
I think they might. We might have to go.
Yeah.
We might have to go get one.
I mean, I gotta see what they're offering. But yeah, there were two different, speaking of the Juicy Tube times.
Yeah.
And my shimmer on my lids. There were two different girls back in the late 90s, early 2000s. The Shimmer Girls and the Glitter Girls.
Yes.
And
they were
one?
Rivals like the Sharks and the Jets.
Yeah. And which one were you?
I was a shimmer.
Yes.
Yeah. No, wait. I was a glitter girl.
Wait.
I was.
You?
Uh-oh. Can
oh,
we
God,
not
I was
speak?
About to talk so much.
You can.
Shit.
I'm reformed.
Okay. Well, I just will say this. Glitter girls, little slutty.
Well, then I was definitely slutty. A shimmer girl. Yeah. I was a shimmer girl then.
Shimmer
if that,
was
if
your
that's
class.
The case, yeah. I did not lose my virginity till college, so,
I'm a
shimmer girl. But you know what? I think it's beautiful to be sexually empowered as a youth. I wish I was slutty when I was younger.
You know what? It's the best time. It's the same goes for drinking. You got to do that
while
when you're
your
young.
DNA is good. Mm-hmm. Take advantage.
Yeah,
I
and
agree.
If you want to be that, you can. Watching the spring breaks back then.
Oh yeah.
I fully thought I would have to do hundreds of foam parties by the time I was 21.
I did.
You did.
I went to the University of Texas. Okay, I was at a foam party every night.
So. Were they still doing MTV Spring Break when you were in college?
I don't know. I think they might have been, but I didn't go. I never went to Mexico or anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I'm a shimmer girl. That's not my style. That's not my style.
Senior frogs?
I had quiet, very calm, lovely spring breaks with my family.
Yes.
Okay, we really drew that question out.
I know. I'm sorry.
Since this is technically a TikToktober special, I have two quick, hopefully, questions for you. Do you have a favorite TikTok sound, and do you have a least favorite TikTok sound?
Ooh. God, that one.
Give you some jumping off points
yeah,
if you'd like.
Yeah, give me some jumping off
the
points.
The least favorite sound that I've ever heard on TikTok. It's very easy for me. Have you ever heard the person singing Bad Romance and the keys going up?
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Caught in a bad romance. And by the end, she's like, whoa. And it's like so sharp. I hate it.
Yeah. And they also do the worst stories imaginable to it. And you're like, I can't right now.
I just, they don't show up anymore. Yeah. But for a while, my ear couldn't do it.
I know.
And I hate it.
And you should have just re-recorded it.
Maybe I will. It's a little out of my range. I'm going to be screeching too, but I hate that sound.
But yeah, you're like, let me do this right at least.
Yes.
There are ones that you can hear many times and not get sick of.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're classics.
Yes. And that's what's so hard is like those ones usually don't last. They, mm-hmm. The most annoying ones continue on.
Yes.
And then they totally wear out.
Yeah. I'd say my favorite... There's ones that I always go back to. One is there's a woman who says, your house has that one special thing about it, a secret door, whatever. Mm. Mine is this. And it's just some rich kid showing his parents' house.
Yes.
I can't get enough. Me, I love a home design.
Oh,
you
my
know?
God.
And these houses on here are insane. There's a lot of very wealthy children on TikTok, and I like to see what they're doing.
You know what?
So I like that sound. When it comes across my page, I hit the sound, and I watch all the videos.
Let me see what you got, kid.
I want to see what's cool about your house. There's some crazy shit.
Oh, my God.
Hidden rooms. Like, full-blown Starbucks inside houses, like huge, nice cappuccino machine. I'm like, damn, they're living a life.
They really are.
Yeah.
And
so
nine.
Give me something. Do you have a favorite or least favorite sound? I also hate the horse shifting into a face where the baby sees it.
That's
I hate it.
Terrible.
I hate the sound, but I also hate traumatizing children. But continue.
Yeah. Oh no.
You're sick of oh no or you like it?
That's like a love hate because it usually always pays off.
Yes.
For the footage. Like
I've
I just
seen
saw
some
last
wacky
night,
ones.
A baby crab was pulled out of a woman's ear.
Oh my goodness. No.
And so they do pay off.
Yes.
But it does get annoying.
We love a payoff.
I love a payoff.
Yeah.
That's what's so funny with TikTok though, is like something that was literally a week ago, it was as if it was like 37 years ago.
Have you been following Couch Guy?
No.
Oh, that is a whole thing.
What up with Couch Guy?
I don't... It was a big thing on TikTok a few days ago, and I missed the boat, and I started seeing all the aftermath of it, so I don't even want to... This girl surprises her boyfriend away at college, and she films it, and she enters the room, and he's sitting on a couch with three other women, and you can tell that nobody wants her there, and TikTok just started zooming in, like, the Zapruder film, and being like, see, his hand is here, and then, like... And made the girl feel bad about it. And
oh,
I don't know. I don't know what happened. But the internet can be an ugly place.
Yeah.
And it can be a beautiful place.
It It's
mostly
true.
Ugly.
Mostly just god awful.
Yes, mostly just the seventh ring of hell, but we do our best.
The trauma ones are hard because you're like, I did not ask for this.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes. Well, what isn't traumatic now? Pretty much everything we got.
Other than
attribute, I would say.
Yes.
Because we love this.
This is...
Everyone listening is so happy right now.
It's soul affirming.
Yes.
And you can heal.
It's like getting
this.
A Clinique gift with purchase.
Oh, man.
It's that serotonin
boost. That should
be
your tagline.
You're right.
Which, by the way, can I give you like one compliment?
Yeah.
It sounded like I was going to say, can I give you one like
I would be fine critique? With either. I would be fine with either.
The sponsors on here are getting the fucking deal of a lifetime because you know how to sell a product.
Oh my God.
Do you remember the Flobots Handlebars song? I can make you want to buy a product.
Yeah.
Remember that old song?
Yeah.
That's you. Because you sell that shit.
Well, thank you. I'm very happy you hear that you agree, that you think that, because I agree. My father's a salesman. It's in my blood. And I don't endorse shit I don't like. That's the secret.
That's the secret.
You have to be passionate.
But you can get yourself passionate.
Yes.
About a
With
lot
a check,
of things.
Honey. Write the check, honey. Write the check.
Let me see them dollar signs.
The passion will be deposited in the account. Sweetie, okay? We are homeowners. Okay, Mia, my last warm-up question. And yes, the warm-up questions take 16 minutes. Mia, what is the most beautiful thing about you? This is Natch Butte, after all. We celebrate our Natch Butte. What is the most beautiful thing about you?
I would say...
She grabbed her chest.
I clutched my
yes,
pearls.
You were so thrown.
Invisible pearls. I won't say... This is sort of physical, but not...
It can be physical.
It's my endurance mm-hmm. now. And I think I always had it. Like, the power was in you all along.
Yes.
But yeah, that's... I feel like that's the most beautiful thing. Because I'm like, I can... go crazy like working out, dancing, and last, and I'm like, I feel like I am not human anymore.
Yes. What's that? Bulletproof. Yes, honey.
You know where you...
Although, don't test that theory, because I'm not trying to get anybody shot on my watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you really do feel like you're your most powerful when you work out so hard that you... think you could die.
Yeah. I don't know, but I love that okay. you do that.
You can imagine it though, can't you?
Yes. There was one TikTok that you did, this was a while ago, where you were saying when you start getting back into moving your body again, or maybe for the first time, and you start feeling really sick and that weird feeling, you were like, push through it. It will be worth it. And I remember thinking when I was watching your video, I was like, I've never gotten to that point. I always
fail. You're like, wait, what's the part right before that? Do you have any tips for that?
Yeah, I've been trying to be a little bit more active. The quarantine was hard on all of us.
Yeah.
But I love your fitness journey. We will get into that, Mia. But now we must move on. We have to reveal to the honeys how you and I met, because there might not be a better meet cute in the world than how we met.
It's
almost
great.
So silly that nobody's going to even believe us.
Yeah, they're going to think we're making it up.
Because it's so silly.
She put out an ad on Craigslist. And she's
looking for a suck and fuck.
Yeah.
Come join me. No, but for real, we met being stand-ins on Hollywood Game Night.
Is this... I'm like, can we even talk about this?
Is, I mean,
like,
whatever. Is Jane Lynch going to come knock on my door?
Yeah, what is anyone going to
do? You know
they
fired me, right? Like, they didn't fire me, but they didn't ask me back.
Right.
They asked you back.
But at a certain point, they didn't, because we started just talking so much.
Yeah.
Like, being mic'd, we're like...
Oh, that's right.
Saying stuff out loud, because we got very surly after doing it for so long.
Yeah. But that's how we met. And, God, what year was that? 2014? 15?
No. What? 2014? 2013? 2013.
Oh my God.
It may have even been 2012.
No way.
Could it have been?
I don't know.
I'm trying to picture like where I was. Where
I had
we
just
were
gotten my Prius, my first Prius.
I thought you were going to say period.
I just gotten my first period as a woman, as a 20.
She said she was a late bloomer.
I was, honey. I just bought my Prius, and when did I get that car? What year? 2014?
Let's really think about this.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Nobody cares. But it was a while ago.
Yes.
And I have a friend who his sister casts it or something. And I didn't, this was when I was doing dog walking or eyelashes or maybe a combo of both. I don't remember, as like my side job. And I was like, you know what? I love a weird job. I love a weird side job.
Yeah.
All my weird LA income has come from weird revenue streams.
Yeah.
And I said, this sounds fun. And I ended up meeting two people who I hold so dear to my heart, you and your husband. And we just clicked. Like, we were the mean girls. We were like the mean girl trio.
We were the bad girls of Hollywood game night.
And we caused trouble. And they did not ask me back. And I know it's because I was so... I told you they pulled me aside one time and said I was being too enthusiastic.
Too enthusiastic?
Yeah. I got really competitive.
Okay.
But as a stand-in, basically what would happen is Hollywood Game Night, Jane Lynch hosted. It was a couch full of celebrities on either side. Mm-hmm. And we would come in and play the games so that the cameras would set up and know who to zoom in on and what parts of the game to look at the table and Jane Lynch and stuff. So Jane Lynch would be there with us.
Yeah.
And we had name tags on of whatever celebrity we were placeholdered for.
Right.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen. I mean, who are some of the people?
All the people that make the rounds. Antonio Sabato Jr.
Like this one, you know. And I did get really into the games and got a little yelly a couple times. And the woman pulled me over and was like, hey, just so you know, like, be chill. It's not, you don't have to really get that into the game. And I said to her, as an actor, this is my work. And somebody's going to be really into the game. And I'm putting in that person. I'm sitting in for them.
Yeah. You're like, most people are going to be bored to tears.
Yes.
And
I care.
Right. And so, I'm going to be the one that wants to win.
Yes.
And you need to test that.
But it's fine. They didn't ask me back. It was, they didn't pay us enough anyway.
It was pretty silly.
It was silly.
One of those things, one of those weird little silly Hollywood tricks that they're like, you're stand-ins, and you're like, wait, but stand-ins aren't actually supposed to go through this whole thing.
Yes, we definitely were underpaid
and like
for the work that
and
we
do the
did.
Whole game.
Yes, because you know they changed the scripts and shit based on our feedback and based on our answers and stuff.
Totally.
We were essentially writers.
We were writing the damn
show.
We wrote it.
Hollywood Game Night. You are listening right now to two Hollywood Union writers. We should go on strike. This is unacceptable.
This is bullshit. And excuse me, how much did we get paid for that?
Like $100 a day or
deleted
something?
Deleted it from my memory.
Yeah, same.
It was too
low.
And there were people there who we were friends with. Actually, they were delightful. They called them valets.
Yes.
And they
stood there on the actual
show.
Yeah. And they're all hot.
They got paid like $400 a minute.
To just stand there and be hot.
And we were like literally hustling.
Yes.
I mean, we'd be sweating.
We were sweating. We had to do physical bits. We had to run. I got a few paper cuts.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was like a work.
And what did they give us to eat every day, Jackie? Do you remember?
The caprese salads.
And?
Melon. The smelly melon.
Stink broccoli.
Yes, the stink broccoli.
Every day we were like, they did not finish off this dish.
So they just added something else to it, stirred it up, and presented it as a new dish.
Here's this damn stink broccoli.
And it was not good.
Yeah.
It was not good. But I will say this. It was all worth it to meet you and Dan. And we laughed harder than I've maybe ever laughed together. Like, that is, again, why I wasn't asked back. Because I was not paying attention. The three of us would just be gossiping on the couch and like getting to know
seriously.
Each other. Come on. $100?
Yeah.
Honey, I don't get out of bed for more than $2,000, sweetie.
Thank you.
That's my day right now, honey.
Thank you.
Okay.
So anyway, we were salty with it.
Yes.
We had fun.
Yes.
With that stink broccoli.
And I will say, Jane Lynch, what a peach.
Yeah,
she was
great.
So nice.
She brought me, because we talked about both having, LASIK. And she was like, I was like, don't you have dry eyes like all the time? And she came out and brought me that. And it was that thing where all the other stand-ins were like, what did she get from Jane Lynch?
Right.
She brought her a present. Like, now she's the chosen one.
Okay, I know we can figure out the date. You have to help me, though, because I'm not a bad person.
I'm like, why can't I?
My little nephew was just born, because I remember I showed Jane Lynch a photo of him. He was a baby newborn, and my nephew is 7 and a half. So do the math. What's 2021 minus 7?
Hold on. I'm taking out the calculator.
What's 2021?
2014, you were right
on. Okay, so it's 2014. Quite some time ago.
But almost a decade, man.
Whoa, shit. Don't say that. Why do you gotta play me like
that? Why do I gotta up it?
Why do you gotta play
me
like that?
Don't you do that when you're like, as soon as you turn a new age?
Yes.
You're already the next age, like a month in.
I'm already telling people I'm 40.
Yeah.
I'm 36 and I tell people I'm 40 because I'm like, it's around the corner.
I like to mentally just get accustomed.
Yes.
Although who cares about age anymore? It's like, who cares about saying it? But also, let's not think about it.
It's on the internet. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hide anybody.
But let's not think about it.
Yeah.
Because it really is like.
You know what I hate? Every article that comes out about any person, they say, Emma Stone, 35, they put your fucking age. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a shit?
Stop telling everybody how old everybody is. Nobody cares.
And then
I care, but nobody else should care.
But why is that part of it?
Yes.
What? And give us her social too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's her blood type?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I hate it. We're just such an agey society. And I don't like it. I keep going like this, even though there's nothing. My computer's right here. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we've gone over how we know each other. We've laughed ourselves silly. Me and her husband really helped me through my divorce. And they're incredible. And y'all gotta follow them on TikTok. But that's another thing. We'll get to that in a minute. Okay. Let's discuss. There's two things really on the docket today. I want to hear about, you are a skincare queen. And before Natribute even started, you and I would always talk about skincare and your Dennis Gross peel pads and just, and you again, you do look very young, so you have a wonderful anti-aging routine and a lifestyle.
Thank you.
I do want to get into that, but I also want to talk about the 2000 VMAs because you and I have a fondness for this time period before it was even trendy, because it is trendy now. And part of me is angry because you and I have been obsessed with YM magazines and this time period and this nostalgia for this time period for years, back in 2014, before it was cool to wear your thong outside of your pants again and everything else. So we have two things on the docket. Which one would you like to get into first?
I do want to talk about how resentful I am of the kids that are now taking this on.
Yes.
I know it's inevitable.
Yes, because I did the same thing with the 80s. We're all obsessed with the time before slash when we were, when we came out of the vagina.
So we were like 70s, 80s.
I loved 80s shit. I would wear 80s clothes and I was listening to 80s music. So the kids that were all born around 2000, 2001, they are obsessed with it.
Right.
Because they were around, but they didn't know what was going on yet.
Yeah. But I do feel like we were into it before it
was cool
again.
No, we were.
And I feel the same way about kombucha, that we were drinking it before
we were early adapters
cool.
of kombucha.
And
yes.
So same thing with this trend.
Yes.
And it's also, I don't think people appreciate it the way that we do.
Truly, no. Of course not.
It is a culture.
Yes. It is a lifestyle. It is a culture.
People were different then.
Yes.
As a society.
Yes.
And
for
I think,
better or for worse.
Yeah.
Probably mostly for the worse, but it is a nostalgic time.
I do feel like it was more fun than now times.
Yes.
I feel like people were more carefree and willing to be silly.
Yes.
Can we say that?
Yes, 100%.
Because that,
I feel
the look of them,
the self-awareness.
Yes.
The self-awareness, the winks, the kitsch.
Yes.
Was more prevalent.
I just randomly saw, they do like a 90s video thing. I don't know, 90s Nation. They play all 90s, early 2000s videos, and saw Eminem's D12.
Uh-huh.
Again,
Purple
that I haven't
Pills.
Seen forever. No, what is that song? But he's being so silly. Eminem is
he
being,
was,
he wanted to be so silly.
Yes.
He was like, oh, I'm fierce,
he's
but he
a
really
comedian.
Wanted to be silly.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was deeply committed.
Yeah,
to being silly.
He was being like in a boy band, and then he had like a little chihuahua, and he was in
Paris
sombrero.
Yeah.
So anyway, I do miss the whimsy.
Yes, the whimsy.
Because that was the attitude and that was the look.
Yes.
So the 2000 VMAs, well, we're like either 99 or 2000.
Let's do 2000s.
Okay.
When I was at your house one time, this was probably 2015 is my guess. You pulled up this BuzzFeed article, and you have it? Because I tried to find it earlier, and I couldn't find it.
And this was just the rundown of the look?
What is the article called? I will find it.
15 photos that prove the 2000 VMAs were trippy as hell.
Okay, I found the article, MTV News. 15 photos that prove the 2000 VMAs were trippy as hell. Now, I guess the reason they're saying this is because the year 2000 had a lot of high expectations.
Mm-hmm.
I remember very distinctly the new year turning into year 2000. We all thought maybe we would die. We thought the world might end.
Yeah, we didn't know.
We thought all the TVs would shut off, the power would be gone.
Best Buy gave a literal warning.
Yes.
That turn off all your stuff.
Your AI may turn on you.
Yeah, we all become...
This could be the end.
Bots, yeah.
I believe New Year's Eve MTV, they played It's the End of the World right when it hit. I believe Gwen Stefani was the singer. Pure beautiful time.
The Wayans brothers hosted.
Oh, the Kings. Comedy Kings. White Chicks.
You can't get better. You cannot... Oh, White Chicks is a classic.
Okay, so the first photo on this list is The Rock. Although he doesn't go by The Rock anymore.
I am really quite mad that he won't go by The Rock. I think it's a bad choice. The fact that he has to be Dwayne Johnson to be, I'm serious and I'm an actor. Well, your name is The Rock and people accepted that for you. And
you know
so
how
I'm
hard
like,
it is to pull off a nickname? Do you know how hard it is to get everybody in the world to call you something other than your name, The Rock?
So,
that is quite an accomplishment. I would never want to stop.
No. So guess what? The movie is starring The Rock.
Yeah. But I will say, he's a great actor.
He is.
He's really
good.
But
I'm just saying, like, San Andreas, why can't he be The Rock?
Yes, I agree.
He's not...
The Rock in San Andreas, to me, is more of a selling point.
Exactly.
But everyone's allowed to be going by whatever they want.
Listen, and The Rock at the 2000 VMAs is just this gold... He's fully open.
See, this is The Rock. You know what I mean? This isn't Dwayne Johnson. This is The Rock.
True.
Dwayne Johnson would not show up on a red carpet in a gold leather vest with no shirt underneath it and matching pants.
He should. He wouldn't.
I would appreciate it.
He should.
I agree.
But the whole... And the boots. You see the boots, right?
Yep, they're great.
Snake print.
Yeah. So the next picture is Moby. I'll really quickly tell my Moby story. I went to Little Pine, the restaurant he owns in L.A., the opening weekend, because I am a member of the Vegan Mafia, and he's vegan, and I got the biggest table, and I called ahead before they were open. I said, I'm going to have a birthday. It's my birthday, whatever. It was opening weekend, so he was there. He was walking around to every table. He went to every table and said hello. He walked straight past my table. He never said hi to us, and I've been to Little Pine multiple times. He's been there multiple times, and he has never... come over to me. And I'm like, why does Moby hate me? Why does Moby hate me? I've even been at parties with him. And I've seen him. And
what
was that? I could have gone over and said hi to him. But at this point, I feel we have a rapport. And I feel we're breaking it. Moby, come say hello to me.
You're not going to beg for it.
No, of course not.
But you're at a big table.
No,
I mean, you can't do that.
He came to table but mine.
Wait
Moby,
a second.
I don't know. Get it together, Moby.
So wait, maybe Eminem was right.
You know what?
I don't know. Because I thought
I
he was so mean to Moby back in the day.
He was horrible to Moby.
He was horrible to a lot of people. Horrible, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, for that sort of slight.
Nobody listens to techno! I don't know. Anyway, okay, next on the list. Now, this is Lil' Kim, an incredible outfit. And I will say, I was listening to Meg Thee Stallion the other day. Mm-hmm. And she's very sex positive, and I love how she's so... powerfully discusses her pussy and her sex. And I think that's
man.
So fun. Lil' Kim was doing that back in the day, and I feel she didn't get the credit at the time.
No,
she was literally... How many licks? How many licks, Mia?
How many licks does it take?
I'm telling you. She... And those lyrics are nasty.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Google it and read them. I remember the first time I read them, I was blushing. Again, I was a sparkle girl, so this was a lot for me.
Yeah. No, but that was...
But it was incredible.
She did it first.
It's incredible. Lil' Kim in this photo is wearing a great outfit, but her 1999 outfit will never be topped.
No.
That's the one where she had a pasty over one titty.
Mm-hmm.
The purple look.
And Diana Ross had to
jiggled
bounce it.
Which we now don't think is cool. There was no consent there.
There was no consent.
You know what I mean?
And it
I
doesn't have to be a man.
No, of course not.
You just don't
and
touch
Lil
me.
Kim laughed it off. It was not okay. It wasn't good.
It was just like, don't touch me.
Yeah, yeah. Don't touch people. Don't jiggle titties without asking.
That's the best thing that could come out of the pandemic is just don't touch people ever again.
Don't touch anyone.
For any reason.
Yes.
I really don't. I don't need. Do we need hugs?
No.
Really?
I've been going out in public a little. It astounds me that people are still asking for handshakes. I am shocked.
I don't want to touch your dirty mitts.
No, nobody ever shake my hand. I love y'all. I love y'all so purely. The Honeys have changed my life. Mia's sitting in my room right now. The house that Honey's built.
Yeah.
Don't touch me. Don't give me a handshake.
Please.
I would honestly rather hug a person.
That's
hands
true.
Hands are disgusting.
Hands are disgusting.
Don't put your hand out.
I don't trust anyone,
no,
quite frankly.
No
and,
one.
And there's people that are like, oh, I'm so clean. I'm so like OCD. And I'm like, there's a lot of forgetful people and they don't keep track of what they last touched.
Yes.
And I know that for a fact because I'll monitor people.
Yes.
And I'll be like, hey, you didn't remember you just touched.
Remember that Seinfeld where he's in the bathroom and the chef doesn't wash his hands?
Oh.
This is the thing.
This is
a thing. This
and
is
people
why.
Just don't remember they didn't last touch something disgusting.
Yes.
People put on their shoes and they touch the bottom of the shoe for some reason.
No.
Why
no.
on earth would you ever
no, no, no.
have to
touch
the
bottom of your shoe?
And then the people, don't even get me started on the luggage on the bed people.
Oh, yeah, that's disgusting. I feel like I'm guilty of that sometimes, but it is really disgusting.
You traipsed it through the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
It's literally crawling with every, I mean,
and
those
on
are
the
people that brought
with
COVID.
Recycled air.
Yes.
Oh, Mia, the life. The changes.
But yeah, don't touch anyone ever again. And that came from us saying it. That came from Diana Ross jiggling Lil Kim's titty.
Yes.
And that translates to please don't touch.
No, nobody touch. Next up on this list is Christina Aguilera with Fred Durst. I meant to Google this before.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Fred Durst started a blog about making smoothies a few years ago.
Like, he just for fun?
Yes, and then he quickly bailed on it, but
he makes delicious smoothies and just wanted to put it out in the
was,
world.
He was like, hey, my doctor told me I need to be healthier, so I'm going to do this, and I want y'all to hold me accountable, so I'm going to... Here it is. Despondent Fred Durst live blogs failing 60-day juice fast.
Despondent.
Yeah.
Despondent's one of my favorite words.
It's
because
great.
It's like there's nothing left. It's truly rock bottom, and this was just him not being able to keep up with his smoothie regimen.
It was fred60.tumblr.com. It was the Fred Challenge for his 60-day juice fast, and he bailed on it day 5.
Wow.
And he posted photos of his fridge full of all the greens. Day 11, he dropped the harsh truth bomb that he gave up. And I just feel that combines both of the Natch Butte interests, the early 2000s and wellness. So I had to bring that up to you. But Christina Aguilera and Fred Durst singing together was a great moment. This outfit of Christina's, the red leather look, is I will wear it today because these two-piece looks are back.
Yes.
And I love Christina Aguilera and always will. Her voice is incredible. And I think the Stripped album really changed my life. Well, once again, a sex positive queen.
Absolutely.
And we needed more of that in this time period.
When Dirty came out, that may as well have been
porn.
Actual porn.
Yes.
Yeah.
At the time, it was so over the top and wild and shocking.
And it felt...
And it's not even that bad.
It's not bad.
If I watched it now, I probably wouldn't even blink at it.
Nah.
Have you seen the Lil Nas X videos? He's going hard.
Yeah.
And I respect it and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
The kids need to see content like that.
They do.
This... I applaud her.
What was the deal with them, though? What was the whole deal? Her... Carson Daly and Fred Durst...
Yes, there was a thing.
There's a whole thing with
that. I remember Christina Aguilera being like, he got no nookie. But you know they hooked up.
Oh, yeah.
Fun fact, everybody listening. Celebrities all fuck each other.
Absolutely.
All the time. Married, not married. If they're on a movie together, they're fucking. That's
Absolutely.
Just the way it is.
Everyone on Friends has
Everyone
sex.
Fucks. They had a bukkake every night in the dressing room at Friends.
That's how they hit off every taping.
Yes.
They just all over each other.
Yes. So there you go. You heard it here first.
And can I just say, if you zoom in on Fred Durst, that look... His, like, giant etnies. Remember, like, the skater shoes?
Oh, let me see.
That are just...
Oh, yeah, puffy shoes, right?
They're just literally, like, cement blocks on his feet with those shorts.
Quite a look. To me, it says, I'm about to go make a smoothie.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, this picture, Anthony Kiedis, what a What a nice looking man.
He's great. So he's one of those fully committed, speaking yes. of wellness,
deep.
It's like, deep.
Deep in.
It's like no sugar ever.
Yes, yes. He was a heroin addict, famously, and has been in recovery for many years. A lot of, what is the heroin recovery rate? It's very low.
Yeah.
So the fact that he's been able to maintain his sobriety, he's just gotten really into wellness. And that guy looks young. I saw Red Hot Chili Peppers at, what was this, Bonnaroo in 2013, 14. He looked... I thought I was at Lollapalooza 97. Those motherfuckers, now they are very wealthy. What do I always say on Nash Butte? Money is the best lotion. Money is the best lotion.
I'm telling you.
But they all looked incredible. These guys, they are in great shape.
Why are we trying to act like the only person that had a hyperbaric chamber is Michael Jackson? Because I swear.
Everyone has one.
They have to.
Yes.
I think they have insane
they have a tomb.
Rich people things.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And they go into
yes.
it. And that's why they
and
look like
And as soon
that.
As I find it. I will tell the honeys about it.
You have to.
Have you done that deprivation tank, the float?
I want to.
I do too. Come with me. There's one in Pasadena.
And I need an infrared sauna, even if it's that stupid zip-up suit.
Yeah. Those are expensive. They're like $500.
The suits?
The little sauna blankets.
Oh.
A bunch of people have recommended them to me on HBO.
I think it's supposed to do stuff.
Yeah.
You gotta have the infrared.
Yeah, okay,
the
infrared, okay.
Which I have on the LED light mask.
Okay, oh, you do that?
Yeah.
Do you think it works?
I really want to say it does.
Yeah. You have to keep it up, though.
You gotta do it every day.
Because I've bought so many gadgets and bailed on them.
Yeah.
It's humiliating.
I know.
But you've actually kept up with it.
I do it pretty much every day.
Oh,
like,
wow.
After the shower, I lie down and I put on this mask. And
wow.
I do think it's made a difference. Because it has the blue light, which
mm-hmm.
is for inflammation.
Yeah.
And the red light, the infrared light
yeah.
for like collagen production.
Wow.
I'm telling, who knows?
Do you know what brand of yours you have? Where'd you get it from?
I believe it's the same as the peel pads you mentioned.
Oh, Dr. Dennis Gross.
Yeah.
You're
which,
a fan.
By the way, the worst name for a doctor, I would
You're
say.
Right. Yeah.
Dr. Gross?
Yeah.
And for skin?
Yeah.
It sounds like a joke.
He should have been Dr. Fabulous.
I think he should have just changed it.
Yeah. Hey, it's worked out.
Hey, it's worked out.
Yeah. That's probably why he added Dennis.
Mm.
Dr. Gross would not... That's probably what he was teased and called as
yeah.
a kid. And he said, you know what? I'm doubling down. I'm going to med school.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
And guess what? It's going to be
it's
all over
It's going to work
Sephora.
Out. Yes.
But I do...
Do you still use those pads?
I do, but I'm starting to have a weird skin change. I think I remember talking to you about how we used to be able to like chisel off our faces
uh-huh.
with exfoliation to create a new face.
Yeah, yeah.
New skin. And just now it's, I don't know, in the last couple of months I put anything on, even like basic salicylic, and it's like red
Burns.
Craziness.
Yeah. You've turned the corner, the great
yeah.
corner of the mid-30s.
So I don't
yeah.
know. There is something with that, right? That
yeah.
your skin just like starts to go nuts and it's like, don't touch me.
Yeah.
It
I've been
to get...
lately. I switched over to all clean products.
Yeah.
And it's been a real bitch. I had to get rid of so much of my makeup and stuff. And even last night I was out of the shower, fresh, clean. And I put on my little ceramide serum and it burned my fucking skin. And I'm like, what is going on here? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
This is like a barely a serum.
And it's not yet. There's no exfoliate.
No.
There's no chemical
I don't
exfoliation.
Use any of that shit. Now.
Right. So that's the thing. And your skin actually becomes worse the more you exfoliate it by a certain.
Yeah.
So you just got to let it chill.
Yes, yes.
And basically put on, what do? I do like 14 levels,
yeah.
14 layers
yeah.
at least. And that's just to get to a baseline
yes.
of not
dry.
Dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also probably has to do with the fact that the climate is extremely angry and getting worse by the day.
Our AQI here in LA is
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's AQI?
The air quality index.
Oh, yeah. Every day I open my phone and it's like
146.
This is really bad. I'm like, great.
It's past the red zone.
It's past the red zone.
You shouldn't be outside.
No.
It's not safe to breathe.
I am going to speed through this list because it's getting long. And I just want to recall a few more things about the 2000 VMAs for everybody. Eminem came out and did Real Slim Shady, and he had all those guys dressed up in the white t-shirts and the blonde hair. And that was truly one of the most iconic moments in VMA history,
yeah.
like without a doubt.
I'm going to say you could drop VMA from that and just say history.
Yeah, just in general.
Just history
yes.
of America.
Yes.
American history.
American history. Yes.
Because that was like, how'd they get that many guys? Remember, you yes. were just like tripping on it.
How did they do that? Central casting?
Yeah.
Craigslist?
Every white guy in
every
New York.
Every white guy in New York with blonde hair, pretty
and
much.
Then they bleached their hair.
Just, I would too.
Hell yeah.
I would have bleached my hair to be involved with that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I would have shaved my head. I would have done whatever I had to do. And then we have Dr. Dre taking a selfie with all the M&Ms. We have the Blink performance, which was incredible. Mm. Okay, this look that Pink is rocking is insane. It is unhinged. And this is
chaotic.
This is pure 2000s fashion. Now, these kids coming up right now that are cherry picking.
You know what?
You'll never see them in this.
That's, you pinpointed
yes.
the problem.
Yes.
They are cherry picking. Yes. Because we had to live through the actual
yes.
atrocities
yes.
of early 2000s fashion yes. and we had to embrace it and it was embarrassing.
The only person in the world that could wear these jeans was Pink because she has a very tight core. She has incredible
and she has those
abs.
Cuts.
Yes, she's got that. What are those muscles?
They call them
I call them cum guzzlers, right?
They're exact. That is the legal name.
Yeah.
They literally call them sex cuts. Like
sex
on guys.
Cuts. Yeah. Cum guzzlers.
Cum guzzlers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the right term? That sounds very vulgar. I'm scared to Google it.
That's only.
Or is it cum gutters?
Cum gutters.
Hold on.
Why? Because it's like a little trough?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. A muscular rib guide, the lines on both sides that lead from the hips towards the groin.
Yeah.
The indentation is the cum gutter.
Wow.
So I did Google this. My search history is now ruined. You're welcome, the internet. But
the
yes,
ads you'll get now.
Exactly.
All catered.
I can't wait. But Pink's body is so tight. And she's wearing jeans that were not only low-rise, they have been cut into to be even lower.
And I will say, how are they staying on?
I don't know.
It is magic. It's pure
she's
magic.
She's probably
I think
taped in.
Or they might have been. Remember the trend of like spray painting full? They're totally
yes.
naked.
Yes. These could be painted on jeans.
They could be painted.
Like Playboy Bunny style.
Exactly.
And the hair, I've put this photo on the Nashby Instagram before. Her hair is, it's unhinged.
It's.
If you saw a person with this hair, you would run. Now.
I would call CPS. I would call the authorities, whoever
yes.
I would need to call.
No,
because
you would call Adult Protective
yes.
Services. Yeah.
She needs help.
How would you describe this hair? It's a very short, pink, bright, bright pink hairdo with chopstick, long, skinny, pointy.
Cum guzzler chopstick.
Yeah. It's really a look.
It's, again,
as
how if,
do you even get your hair like that?
Again, I'm going to question that this is hair, that this
yeah.
is her hair.
Yeah.
I
need
like,
to know. If I ever meet Pink, the first thing I'm going to ask her, is this your real hair?
Because it's
please
it is
everyone remember that when I get her on
and
true.
She gelled around her temples. Remember,
yeah.
she gelled
mm-hmm.
it down
mm-hmm.
and formed the little curl.
Yes, yes.
Pressed on the face. And just everything about it. It's very.
I will say, though, the makeup is snatched. I love this bronze smoky eye.
Oof.
And it's a look, y'all. And this coat, y'all just gotta look this
up. You gotta just look it up.
This is pure joy to my heart. And if anyone was wearing this now, I would love to see it. I would love to see it is all I'm saying.
That's what's so crazy. You literally couldn't go out like this. And
no.
I understand this was an award show. But yeah, people are so like nervous. They don't take risks like this anymore.
I really feel like the rest of this list is pretty boring.
Yeah,
Jimmy Fallon came out with puppets. That was, I think that was funny, right? This was when Jimmy Fallon was still funny?
This, yeah.
Or we thought he was as
we
kids.
We thought he was, and it's like, did
yeah.
we have bad judgment? Or no, I
yeah.
remember, there was a time.
Yeah, yeah. So, wait, did he host?
No, the Wayans brothers hosted that one.
Okay, so Jimmy Fallon just came out and acted like NSYNC. And I believe that was funny. I don't remember, but.
I believe, but again, yeah. our judgment was questionable,
judgment
as you could tell by
yes.
the fashion choices. But yeah, the kids won't do, they'll just do the cherry picking. They
yes.
won't do the horrible hair colors.
I haven't seen any really, really low-rise jeans yet either.
Mm-hmm. That's not, they're not going to, are they going to do that?
I don't know. That part of a body is really difficult.
I had to, when we were young, you
yeah.
had to be tan.
Yes.
And you had to have a collection of G-strings.
Yes.
Because you would
you wanted
see
everyone
it.
To know you had them.
Yeah.
Did you watch Pen 15?
Yeah.
Okay. The episode with the thong.
Ugh.
It was so pure. That show is so pure.
The school that they film at is down the street from me.
Oh,
and
nice.
So I walk my dog out there and pretend
that you're a classmate.
I'm there, yeah. But yeah, you didn't really want to pull the G-string out all the time. You didn't want to be like that, but you knew they would see it.
You just wanted everyone to know that you had a thong on and that you were cool.
And you're aware of it.
Yes.
And yeah, it could be bedazzled.
It you're probably was it made out of the worst material that should never be up against a vagina. A synthetic something.
A synthetic blend that definitely causes every...
Lots of issues.
Vaginosis.
Yes. Even the back, not good.
It really was uncomfortable. Mm. And not just because, it was the material.
Mia, it's a miracle that we're all still here.
How did we make it?
It
we were covered in synthetic material and shimmer.
And
head to toe.
The tanning was so bad.
The tanning was so bad.
I lose sleep at night thinking about the tanning. Because I've interviewed several people in the medical field in this show. I just had this female plastic surgeon on, and she's this huge advocate for skin cancer awareness and things. And she literally lobbies Washington to close down tanning beds because they're so bad for
they
you.
They need to.
And I said to her, I used to go every day in high school.
Yeah.
And she did her best to not judge me, but I could tell that in her head she was thinking, oh no.
It's so weird too.
Because
in that time period, it was like embarrassing.
My parents
to
drove
be.
Me.
Yeah.
My parents took me. And she was saying how bad it is, the UV damage to your skin, and especially being under 18. Those cells will still multiply in your body to this day.
So sad.
R.I.P. And you know what? Good riddance.
But your stomach, you needed a dangly belly button
ring. Oh, yeah, of course.
And you needed a tan, and otherwise you couldn't.
Yeah, how humiliating if you didn't have those two things. The minute I turned 18, I got my belly button pierced.
Exactly.
Mia, I have some exciting news for you.
Please?
It's time to play the grab bag of fun.
Time to get excited for the grab bag of fun. Yeah, what's gonna be inside it?
Get excited, Mia. The grab bag of fun is here.
What's gonna be inside?
I'm excited because today is the first episode where I have a sponsor for the grab bag of fun. The grab bag of fun up until now has been a Spectrum bag that my internet came in, and I kept saying I need a sponsor, and somebody came through. In front of you, Mia, is a very beautiful chic bag. Isn't that so cute?
It's like you could take it to the beach. You could dress it up anywhere.
You could take that to the VMA's red carpet.
Exactly.
This is a company called El Cholo's Kid. These are handmade bags made from recycled plastic in Mexico by super talented weavers, and it's all about making beautiful things that will last forever, so we love to upcycle. This is a Latina-owned indie brand, and they're making fabulous bags, so everybody go check out elcholoskid.com. Check out their Instagram, at elcholoskid. We have not discussed a code for the honeys, but I'm hoping maybe if there is one, it will be code NATCH. Try it. And if they don't give me a code, I'll cut this out of the episode. But it's exciting. Isn't that so cute?
The weave is so
it's
beautiful.
So nice.
So tight.
I love this bag. They have so many sizes and things. So everybody go check out El Cholo's Kid. And Mia, you get to open the grab bag of fun. Reach in and grab something. You don't know what you're going to get. You can scoot it closer.
This is like when you go to the dentist.
Exactly. So this has good products and shitty products. You don't know what you're going to get. This is a grab bag of fun, and this is the fun of the grab bag of
fun. I'm closing my eyes because I take this seriously.
Yes. Mia doesn't cheat. She's a real person.
And then you think you want to see you think you want to grab a big thing because you go, that's going to be the jump.
You never know. There are shitty things, and I haven't had anyone grab a shitty thing yet, and I feel like if you get a shitty thing, I'm going to let you pick another thing because I want everybody to have fun with the grab bag of fun. But everyone has gotten a really good thing.
I like this shape.
Okay. Okay, what have we gotten, Mia?
We have an extra zing C shot. This is a vitamin C serum.
Oh.
It's in a beautiful little bottle.
Isn't that so cute?
Yeah.
This is a brand called Pop Beauty. I believe they're a drugstore price point, and they have the fucking cutest packaging ever.
It's beautiful. The color's beautiful. Of course, cruelty-free.
Yes.
Recyclable.
Oh, there we go. And the vitamin C serum Mia is holding is bright yellow. All of their packaging has a really fun, bright color. Everything's going to look great on the shelf, and everybody loves their products. They have patches. They have masks. They have skincare. Mia,
you just got
a vitamin C serum from the grab bag of fun.
I'm excited because I won't use anything that I can't display. Like, it does have to look good.
Yes.
That's part of it.
Yes. There you go.
Unfortunately, yeah, some of those products, they don't take that seriously.
Yeah, and I've always said, and Hiram, when he was here, said last year, the best sunscreen is the sunscreen you're going to use. Mm. And if you're going to grab a product because it looks good, fine for me. Whatever your reason is, put it on.
It's adorable, though.
Is that going to look classy. Good with all the other...
This is the color of my walls, too.
Oh, Mia. How exciting. The Grab Bag of Fun delivers! The Grab Bag of Fun delivers every time.
I picked the right shape, guys.
No, you did.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the perfect segue because I need to hear your routine.
Okay.
Tell me your favorite products. What's going on in Mia Buck's home right now with the face?
So.
Teach us your ways.
Like I said, there is never enough moisture. Uh-huh. I want to be greasy
yes.
at the end.
Yes.
And I never am. I never really get there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you come out, you do a little toner.
Mm-hmm.
I just do the... At this point, just the rose water,
uh-huh.
witch hazel.
The Thayer's.
Mm-hmm.
We love a classic.
And the ceramide serum.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Thirst Trap Serum. It's another beautiful packaging, but
I
always
name.
Go by the reviews. Thirst Trap.
Is it Huda Beauty?
I think it's Wishful, maybe.
Wishful Thirst Trap Juice, Hyaluronic Acid, and Peptide Hydrating Serum. Oh, this is pretty expensive.
It's a little pricey.
Yeah, but you love.
But it lasts.
I've never heard of this brand.
Really?
I'm ashamed to say. I love
wow.
the packaging. The packaging looks...
It's beautiful.
It's
it
like
has
a pinky sheen.
It's almost like a...
Unicorn-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Very Illuminati of you.
I am in it.
Oh, don't tell.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no. I'll edit that out.
That's the first rule about it.
That's true.
So I'm murdered after this.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then I do a caudalie serum.
Mm-hmm.
Usually just the grape, you
uh-huh.
know, the radiance.
You like that? Is it worth it? Because isn't that expensive?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but it's worth it, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been using it for a long time. It feels great.
Yeah.
Then I'll do the Dr. Jart.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to have that ceramide cream. It's the thickest. It's so thick.
Yeah. She thick.
She thick.
Yeah, yeah.
And it will barely penetrate my skin.
Yeah.
But I use that. And then a little Phoenix Herbivore
mm-hmm.
oil on top.
Yep. To seal it
to
all
seal
in.
Seal it all in.
That's
and
a 10 great
minutes
routine.
Later, I'll be dry.
Yes. That's
dry
a great
as
routine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, and the LED mask before.
Okay. Before any of it.
And then, of course, I do the weird, dumb LA thing of drinking alkaline water.
Uh-huh.
That Jackie was like, what is the deal with that?
Yeah.
That's
You're
kinda...
not my only friend that does that.
Yeah.
Haley also drinks alkaline water, and I haven't done my research. What's the supposed benefit?
So I feel stupid about it because I feel like it's a gimmick, but so I found that when I don't drink it, I have like stomach acid.
Mm.
So it like neutralizes the acid in your stomach.
Mm.
Your stomach is very acidic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's high pH.
Yes.
And it neutralizes the acid in your stomach.
Are you
and it changes a lot for me.
Are you supposed to do anything else with that? Because, you know, like our vaginas are a special pH. If I were to pour that on my vagina, would it cause me to have a back, like a UTI or something?
You know what? There is a product that actually helps. It's like pH water, but for your vagina that you like inject.
Oh, no.
Inject is such a terrible word
yeah,
for what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
For
I get,
the zone.
I get the visual. Yeah.
But it's supposed to, because it is a very tumultuous
is our pussy
environment.
Acidic or basic?
I think they're acidic.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And so I think sometimes when you have issues.
Yeah, you got to get that pH back on
You
got
to get, and I
yeah.
think it's called something pH.
Hmm.
And you shoot it up there.
Yeah.
And it neutralizes it.
Is
and
it
makes
refresh?
It good again.
You remember those
refresh
ads?
I think it's refresh.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to do that.
I don't think so. It's
you're not supposed
like
to put anything up there.
You're really supposed to let it ride. It's a self-cooking oven. We learned that.
I got Dr. Lincoln's book right here. You
it's
know her?
Definitely no
on TikTok.
No.
Oh, she's incredible. She's the TikTok gynecologist.
Her.
This is her book that just came out. She's been on Interview, and spoiler alert, she's coming back soon.
Wow.
Which is why I have her book because I want these young women, the young people with vaginas, to not fuck with them. We grew up in the era of pour glitter on your pussy, spray body fantasy spray on it. Like no,
wax
you're not supposed to
every single
every hair.
Hair
off of it.
Yes.
I you know that photo of Pink. She definitely had to wax.
Oh.
Those pants are an inch from her clit.
And
if she walked the wrong way, it probably would have popped out.
And they were always warning us somehow in magazines that you're going to be stinky.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like,
it's so wrong.
You're going to stink. You're going to, and it's like
mask odor, cover it with perfume, cover it up.
And it really jacked us up. We're
going to
have
up.
Problems. We have so many BPAs and so many fragrances. Fragrance in everything is like one of the biggest issues.
Yes, it is. We hate an artificial fragrance around here. I don't know if that serum has it. We're going to have to look it up. I don't think it does, but it might.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know
was
what?
There anything with TikTok? We have to go so hard into the VMAs.
Yeah. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
That's why you're here. Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, yeah. But what I need to talk to you about now is your self-care rituals and particularly the dancing and the dance therapy. Mm. I feel like you have really had a metamorphosis from the Mia from a couple of years ago. I would say you look very different now.
Yeah. I went through, of course, trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma talk,
yes.
You know?
Yes. We've all been there, sweetie.
And so went through a bad period, gained like 50 pounds,
yeah,
50-ish pounds,
yeah,
and that was the period I met you in.
Yeah,
I was a very sad girl. It was surprising I could even have fun with you.
I met you at that time, and that was the Mia I knew,
yeah,
and I didn't think anything of it.
Right,
that was just the Mia
and so not being that, and then being that, which it's
right.
Like could have been fine, but for me, I knew I didn't feel good.
Right,
and I used to work out. I did the original early 2000s striptease classes at Crunch.
Oh
man.
Yeah, baby.
Like when I first moved
here.
So. The biggest thing was it's so hard to find a workout that you'll actually do.
Yes.
And everyone says that. And they're like,
welcome
and do spinning and do running.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't.
Yes.
It's so
not for me,
boring.
Sweetie. Yeah, yeah.
It's just hard. So anyway, the dance thing, I'm not a professional dancer. I'm self-taught. But like we know with chefs, those are usually the best
I'm self-taught and I cook every damn night.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know you are too. You're like wifey and like to cook and stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you experiment and you don't take it too seriously.
Yes.
The thing is, you don't take it too seriously. So the dance thing, I started doing it. I did like the Zumba thing and then was like, I'm just going to do my own thing because why does it all have to be Latin?
Yes.
Based. And why do I have to pay a copyright fee to do the classes?
Oh, I never realized. That makes sense.
Weird.
Yeah.
$40 a month. Anyway, so I just
Call it like Kumba or something instead, or spell it different and then you don't have to pay.
Yeah, but they'd want Zumba classes because people are like, I know what I'm getting, like McDonald's. So I basically just do that, but do a bunch of random ass silly dances, and I don't take myself seriously, and I don't let anyone else take themselves seriously, but like anyone can dance because everyone does dance.
Yes,
you do it. I taught myself to dance watching The Grind on MTV in my bedroom.
Yep.
And I was like, I'm going to need to know how to dance on a little platform.
This will happen someday in my future and I need to be ready for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just practice dancing and you just do it. But it's the best because you blast music and you dance at concerts. Everyone dances at concerts. So it's like, there's this thing where people are like, I can't do
Well, not everyone. We've seen Footloose. There are the haters.
Yeah. And you're like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Soulless people. So yeah, you're like, no one cares that you can't dance well, you just do it.
Yeah,
but it's the best because you distract yourself because you're just following along like a Simon Says thing, doing what I'm doing.
So you don't teach people choreography, or do you?
I don't really break anything down. Sometimes I'll be like, hey, I'm gonna, like, spoiler alert, I might do this silly thing and break down, but it's really just a Simon Says follow along format.
I love that.
I repeat stuff, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it really is, Dan, my husband, said it's like, it's so, remember how they used to have in the 50s a dance to go with a song? Like you do the mashed potato?
Yep.
That's kind of like, So it's like, here's the dance you do to Olivia Rodrigo.
Yep.
Good for you. And I repeat it and you just follow along and do it and you're just distracted and people are usually like, I'm going to die in this.
High cardio.
It's high cardio, a lot of hit stuff,
yeah,
but it's with dance. Toning. It's a full package, man. But you are like as closer to death than you ever have been, but then more alive.
Yes.
At the same
time.
What
a beautiful combo. It's like Eiffel 65.
Yes.
Happy
and sad.
So did you lose 50 pounds by dancing around?
Yes and no, because we know that the ratio is 80% food, 20% working out. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it was the I started like doing fasting a little bit, intermittent fasting. This is turning into Joe Rogan very quickly.
Yes. I hope
I'm
going to
talk about hunting my own meat soon. So doing that, but no, it was the dance things. It was the only thing I could commit to.
Right.
And you do burn like a serious, like, 700-800 calories, and I go hard, man.
Well, I remember slowly seeing you on Instagram, and then one day you emerged, and I was like, whoa.
She has emerged.
But it's not even that you looked, you just looked happy. You just looked happy.
Yeah.
And I could tell that you were hot as hell, and you're like, I was like, Mia looks hot as fuck.
Damn.
But it's from the inside.
Everyone can feel good at a certain size.
Yeah.
But I physically do feel better. Because if you imagine carrying around 50 pounds on you, I'm only 5'1".
Yeah, you're a teensy.
And luckily, I gained it all over, so I was just like an adorable
bowling
ball.
Yeah, you look great. I would have, I knew you as that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't feel good. And I remember feeling like total shit. So that TikTok that I made that was like, working out isn't comfortable
because
people, as soon as they start sweating and feeling terrible,
I want to sit down and bail. Yes.
They pull back.
Yes.
And they're like, I don't like this because everything, your brain wants you to stay comfortable no matter what.
Yes, exactly. We self-preserve.
So they're like, stop this.
Yes.
This is terrible. And so you push past that and you do feel quite ill a lot.
Yep.
You push past that point and you get to that sweet spot. And I still feel, if I take a week off, like with this, I can't do classes all the time.
Right.
Now, because of the mask thing, I literally cannot do it in a mask. It's unsafe.
Oh, yeah, I hate it. I know.
It's unsafe.
So
but
it's
yeah.
been hard. But that has resurrected this passion of yours for moving the body.
It has.
Your TikTok is Mia Moves Me.
It's Mia Moves Me. And I was at first, with TikTok, it's all like trending dances. I'm
going
to probably just do like dances and I do the dance thing. So that's what I'll do.
Yeah.
And then very quickly I was like, I'm not going to do this on here. Because I have my YouTube for, like, my actual dances, and Instagram I'll push either I did live classes during the whole pandemic, and then before that I did classes, real classes, and now I'm doing classes again. But it is therapy.
Yes.
Because not only do you work out, but you feel clear afterwards.
Yes.
It feels like, I always say you have a million tabs open in your brain, like a computer, and it's cleared.
Yes. Your VMA's done. 2000 photos tab is closed.
It's all closed.
Yes.
And you're just like... But a ton of people have said, they're like, I know personally, I felt so sick being 50 pounds bigger. I feel like I gave myself fibromyalgia at one point. Like, I felt like I was so sick.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's anxiety, too. So that's what the working out thing does hugely is, like, it's for anxiety.
Yes.
Like, nothing else
it's
works
It's for
like
your
that.
Brain.
It's for your brain.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's like I can think again.
I gotta go to your class.
You really do.
I really do. I gotta get up off my booty and move the bod.
I'm telling you, just based on how I, like, your despondent attitude.
I'm despondent
towards working out.
Yeah.
I feel like you could commit to this
I
and
told
just go
you,
nuts.
I told you that TikTok where you were like, when you feel uncomfortable, keep going. I remember like being like, oh, she's talking to me, man.
You know what the
she's
other thing is
to me,
too?
Man?
Is like when you're doing the classes, there's eyes on you. You
yeah.
feel like there are eyes on you. And since you're a performer, there's this thing where you're like, I can't stop and I can't look like an idiot.
Yes. That's what used to happen at Crunch.
Exactly.
In those damn yoga booty classes at Crunch, the same thing would happen. I'm like, well, shit, I can't stop.
You're going to be the one that stops.
Yes.
So you got to push through.
Yes.
And it's like a little performance. I always say I have to have people literally watching me, otherwise I won't do this.
Yes. Yeah. I have to be held accountable.
Yeah.
Because if I'm just watching it at my house, I'm going to close the computer and go eat some damn chips.
Oh, hell yeah. So, yeah, the eyes on you help, and it is a fun community environment.
Yes.
And I don't yell at people.
Yeah.
I don't do the shitty, like, you're not doing it hard enough.
It sounds really fun and fabulous.
It's just don't take yourself seriously and just end up being, like, in a pool of your own sweat.
Maybe we should do a honeys class. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Because I have a lot of valley honeys, too.
Yeah.
Your class is in North Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do that because
you
guys... We
got to do that. It just, as long as y'all don't look at me, okay? Everyone just go in knowing that you're not, we're not going to look at me. We're all going to have a good time and it's going to be fab.
Everyone, the best compliment I ever get during a class is when people laugh.
Oh, yeah.
While they're dancing.
Oh, that'll
and
be
And while
me.
They do a move because yeah. they're like, this is so
there's
stupid.
There's a mirror in front of you, right? So you can see how silly I look trying to drop my booty or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
My friend Jen literally is like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, that's going to be me too.
And it's like,
Jen, I'm with you.
And I make hard eye contact.
Yeah.
And I, but no one's looking at you. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. We're all looking at yourself. On ourself. Yeah, hell of course. Yeah. I've been in many a class. I used to do yoga booty ballet at Heartbeat House in Atwater.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody gives a shit what anyone else is doing.
No.
I'm focused on myself.
Yes.
We love to see it, Mia. Some of the other things you do on your TikTok, I just want to show everybody follows you. When Mia, like me, since we are the same age, I'm going to be 37 next month. We have both lived a life to survive in LA. We have had many jobs, many iterations of our careers. Mia has managed apartments. Mia owned a tanning spray tan business. And her husband do these videos on their TikTok where they discuss all the interesting people that used to live in the building they manage. And they're so funny. Among all these other videos, Mia does deep dives into culture. There's just a lot there. And y'all have to go see
it. Thank you.
Yeah. I love your... You come across FYP nonstop because they know that I love everything you post.
Some nostalgia talking shit about LA.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the talking shit about LA series is really good.
Thank you. That was my first little...
Yeah.
That was the first little teeny hit.
Yeah.
And it was spurred because we started to get mosquitoes in LA.
Oh, they're
which
here.
Was that was the one thing that we didn't have.
So annoying.
And I got bit up one time last summer.
They've ruined everything. They've ruined my patio.
It's terrible. Yeah.
They're not only here, they're very aggressive.
The problem is we felt like we needed to say the I Love LA stuff because people romanticize this damn city.
Yes.
And they need to know the realness of
yes.
it. And it's all very dumb stuff. But yes, the leaf blowers are out of fucking control.
Oh, yeah. They ruin my recording all the time. LA is... I just bought a house here, so I'm sticking here. But it is a very hostile town.
It is.
Everywhere you go... I've said this on the show before. Everywhere you go in LA, it wants you to know that you're not good enough and you're not welcome.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
And people, too.
You try to park. There's nowhere to park. There's nowhere to park. You will never find a spot... The whole town is saying, you go away.
Go
We're
away.
Full.
And fight for this.
Yes, yes.
Fight for this. And there is
standing
this
in line for a $17 juice.
I feel like this sounds like first world problems I see.
Yes.
They want, everyone wants to think LA is like, everyone's like, they're so nice. And it's all floaty and like organic. And it's like, no,
those
people
organic
are
people are the meanest of all. The organic people, I remember my old boss, Kirsten, when I was a dog walker, she told me the story of, they were just in this zen ass, like expensive bougie yoga experience. Everyone in there was meditating and shit. And it's like, exhale out all your problems, like whatever. And they leave. And there's a woman who's getting into her Range Rover, one of her obnoxious vehicles. And she goes up to the counter. She goes, excuse me, I can taste fucking apple in this. And I horrible. Said I wanted no apple in my fucking smoothie.
Horrible.
And she's holding a cigarette. So this is a woman who's upset about the apple in her smoothie. And this is like an organic juice.
And then she gave her son, Gideon, the newest iPad to smash on the ground.
She gives Persimmon his Raya account to play on as they drive home in the Model X. Yeah, it's this town's a
lot. I mean, I recently went to Portland and a girl was nice to me.
And you were like
walking in. I was like, what? She was like, oh, those shoes. I was like, what are you talking to me for?
Get away from me.
Oh, no, people are just nice other places and, like, for no reason at all.
Yeah.
There are nice people here. Look,
there
we
are.
Met each other.
Yeah, yeah. We met each other. I believe the song is We Found Love in a Hopeless Place.
Yeah.
The set of Hollywood Game Night.
Hopeless.
Being stand-ins.
Hopeless. But
I can still smell the melon. Y'all don't even understand this melon. There was melon every day. And it was very obvious that it was the same melon from the day before that they just put out again because nobody ate it. And by the end of the week, the smell of the melon was so strong. You could smell it from across the fucking studio.
And like, you know what I think? Where the room that they kept us in?
I think
they put the trash from the melon trash went in there.
Yes.
Because they were like, these pieces of shit can
they
deal
need
with this.
To smell the melon trash. We were the melon trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I wish I could name this episode Melon Trash.
It's...
But people would have to listen to this entire episode in order to get to the Melon Trash part. And they would be like, why is this episode called Melon Trash with Mia Buck? So I'm probably not going to call it Melon Trash, but I might.
Maybe.
You have to look forward to that.
Melon Trash has many layers to it.
Melon Trash sounds like such an album from the late 90s. Mm.
So good. But yeah, all of our crazy jobs that when people are like, what did you do for your job?
How have you survived in this town for so long?
A million things.
Yes.
I sold Ed Begley's EV car.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I went with you to meet him because I was obsessed with... That was when I was really environmental. That was really
environmental. Oh, yeah. You did come with me.
I did because I wanted to meet Ed Begley Jr.
And we just sat in his living room and I was like, my friend Jackie's here for us to get...
Yes.
Do the
final deal. I believe he offered me water.
Yeah.
It was great.
But that's the kind of weird shit you do in LA.
Yes.
Just random
survival
stuff.
Jobs, yes.
But yeah, the raiding the tenants thing, we had to stop that at some point because it brought up too many...
It was triggering you.
It was triggering.
Yeah.
It was triggering.
Well, someday you should write a pilot.
And we got a lot of... That I got the most hate for on TikTok, maybe more than anything.
Yeah.
Because people are like... They do this thing where they just imagine whatever they want with certain videos. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you didn't even watch the whole video or whatever. And they're like, I hate landlords.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, but we're not.
You're not the landlords.
We're the peons.
Yes.
That
we don't own the property,
right,
sweetie.
We're the slaves.
Yes.
The indentured servants that work for the landlords.
Yes.
That we cater to the rich people. But yeah, so that was a thing that we had to like keep explaining. And then just remembering these people with these terror. And I don't even think we ever went into the worst people.
Yeah.
But we always anonymized everything.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. But that was too triggering for me.
Yeah.
I would have had to transfer my whole page to some trauma-based thing if I kept doing that format. Also, it gets boring.
Have you heard, for some reason, FYP keeps showing me live ASMRs, and it's the women plucking the energy.
Yeah.
And I'll just do a little bit of it. I don't have my mic turned up, so it won't, but it was like...
I can't do that.
I'm not even doing it right. But they just put their mouth right on the mic, and they pull with their fingers, and it's like they're pulling. I think it's called pulling. Plucking.
Okay.
And I hate it.
And what is the point of it?
I think they're like supposed to be cleansing your energies or something.
Oh boy.
Plucking.
There's a new trend now, which I'm like, can I get in on this? Like the psychic thing on TikTok that they're doing. And
yes.
It's very old-timey carnival snake oil salesman trend coming on TikTok now.
Like Madame Cleo kind of shit.
Yeah. And they're really like raking in some weird business from that.
Hey, Mia, now's the time. Add this to your resume.
Do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do. It's TikTok,
I mean,
hun.
At some point, I can do an Enneagram-based one because I'm very... Do you know your Enneagram?
No. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, God. This was my fear because every time if I ask someone about the Enneagram and they're into it and they know it already, anyone that's listening, if you know the Enneagram, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You're fully engaged in it immediately, but then if you try to pitch it to someone, it sounds like a pitch.
Is this an MLM?
No.
Because we don't allow
those
on
HBO. And
then
you start going into it and you go, it's not the Zodiac and it's not...
Is it like numbers or something?
It's numbers. That you could be one of nine numbers. You take a test. It's very accurate.
Yeah.
When you actually see what your number is and read it, it's like someone is inside of your actual head.
You?
For a while, I thought I was a three, which is an achiever. And then I was like, damn, but I'm not good at achieving. So this
a
isn't resonating.
Achiever.
And it was like, you can keep your emotions under wraps. And then I realized I'm a four.
I'm a failed
with
achiever.
A three wing.
Okay.
And I have a feeling.
Am I a four with a three wing? I'm going to take it. I'm going to take the test.
You take the test, but I'm not going to pitch anymore.
Okay. I'm looking into it on my own.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then at some point we'll deal with it.
Mia, we have to go. I knew this was going to happen. I told you to come early because I knew you and I were going to yenta it up.
Kvetch.
But we have to go. I have to go to the doctor. So please tell everybody where we can find you on the internet and anything you have coming up.
Yeah.
As we're recording this today, Mia, this will be out in a week. So you've got a little lead time.
Okay. What psychic website can I come up with in a week?
Mia's over here already
hustling.
The
wheels are turning.
Yes.
She's seeing me.
Do an Enneagram one.
Yeah.
I'll sign up. I need to know what I am.
You need to know. Mm-hmm. Once you get into this, it's going to change everything.
I need something new to occupy.
I'm going to need to come back on to talk about it. Okay, so Mia moves me on Instagram, but... Who cares about Instagram?
Yeah,
are we right?
It's on.
But I do silly stuff on Instagram. And same with the YouTube. You can find dances. And then TikTok is Mia Moves Me.
Yeah.
So we got to do a dance class too.
I know. That might be something we need to look into.
Yeah.
I just want it to be safe. And if all the honeys want to come, we have to be spaced out. And
The Emmys,
the vaccine cards and all that crap.
We'll be vaxxed. Yeah. But the Emmys didn't do masks because it's a performance.
Yes.
Technically, as is a dance class.
Yeah.
Because we can film.
I know,
some
but I also still don't want to catch COVID.
Yeah.
So we'll figure something
out. We're in
two
camps. We could do an outdoor one,
I was
potentially.
About to say.
I was doing outdoor ones until it got really hot.
Well, hopefully it won't be hot anymore soon.
So we could do it. We can maybe do, I was doing it on a roof.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do an outdoor one.
That would be so
fun. Although I would love mirrors.
We do love a mirror.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we could hire Ben and Dan and a couple other guys we know to just hold the mirrors in front of us.
I had Dan bring, my husband.
Yeah.
He's yeah.
He's a real one. We love a Dan.
He is the team.
Yes.
He is my team.
I know. I really wanted
to. He brought a little mirror for me to look at the outdoor classes, like
cute.
A little tiny mirror for me to dance to.
Well, you're 5'1". You don't need that much of a mirror.
Give me a little phase mirror.
You're going to have to come back because I would love to talk to you about getting married young because you and Dan had this whole love affair. You've been together for how long now?
It's going to be 17 years next March.
So they're one of those annoying couples that met young and have just been together this whole time. And it's such a beautiful story and it's so cute and they're the fucking best.
And we're actually not weirdos.
You're not.
And we're not like weird high school
but that's,
sweethearts.
Y'all weren't like Christians.
Yeah. And we weren't like, oh, we really want to get married. We were just like, we're doing this. And then we just
didn't y'all get married on a hill by yourselves?
Yeah, we just did it.
I love that.
And it was just like, we're just here it's so weird though because it's like when you're together for a long time this might be a conversation for but it's like you've only been with one person. It's like, no dude, when you're with someone for
you've been
almost,
with a bunch of people.
I've been with so many
so many
different
versions.
Guys
yes
and there and every version has been different, has its own challenges.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, he's been with horrible versions of Mia. But yeah, so there's you become different people.
Yes.
And then you just keep rolling with it.
Yes, it's so fun.
So here
you
we
should
are.
You should do a relationship TikTok or something. I know y'all do a lot of relationship stuff on your show.
But we were thinking about doing tips, though.
Yes.
And it's actually just like real advice.
Yes.
Like just being together for a long time, you just pick up on it.
Yeah. Well, look forward to that.
Guys.
Look forward to that. We got to get out of here, Mia. This was fantastic. It's about time you came on. You deserve to be happy, everybody. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh, Mia. Obviously, you cream your neck.
Mm. Such cream.
You do the Dr. Jart.
Yeah.
You cream up that neck.
All yeah, and the oil on top.
Yes.
To seal it.
The lapis oil.
I do.
Phoenix.
I don't go all the way down to the décolleté.
Why?
I should.
You absolutely have to.
I know, because I'm going to have something about Mary Lady chest.
I already do. I already do, if I'm being honest. It's... Nope, wrong one. Hold on, I got to play my instrumental track. Where is it? Here it is.